Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
I am deeply honored to offer the message today. Thank you all for being here on this beautiful day. Just also Memorial Day, and we do remember with fondness and with love, Suzanne Roberts. I've got the power, you've got the power, we've got the power. And it is the power of luck in actualizing our heart's desire. 2 weeks from today, we are welcoming the amazing Reverend Bridget McCann as our new senior minister. And today, we'll recognize and celebrate our use of luck in fulfilling our heart's desire for a new minister. I can tell by the look on your faces already, you may be wondering, you're probably wondering, why in the heck is Catherine talking about luck? Yeah? We rarely, if ever, use the word luck in the science of mind philosophy because most often luck is thought of as random. But what about luck as an acronym? I learned luck as an acronym from Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. And is what I mean when I say luck. Living under cosmic knowledge. L, living, U, under, C, cosmic, K, knowledge. Reverend Michael says, this living under cosmic knowledge is the knowledge of the vibratory frequency of the universe. In such a way that eventually, and I would say sometimes immediately, conditions and circumstances match your vibration. Quantum physics tells us that the universe, the whole universe, is a vibrational field. There is nothing in the universe that does not vibrate. Could you not feel the vibration and the power in the singing here today? Yeah, that's a vibration. We are vibrational energies. And what do we know to be true? Thoughts become things. Why? Because thoughts, beliefs, feelings, actions, words all carry a vibration that the universe matches. Some simple examples. You're thinking about buying a red car. What do you start to see everywhere? Right? How about being grumpy? Do you get kindness to you when you're in a grumpy mood? Do you feel terribly kind towards someone else if they're really grumpy? Unless you're a real bodhisattva, I think you're kind of like, I think I'll just give them their space. So. This is because of the vibrational energy that we are emitting. So cosmic knowledge, the living under cosmic knowledge is the awareness and use of the cosmic creative process, which is vibrational. It is always at work. And when we consciously apply the creative process to our lives, we are living under cosmic knowledge, in the power of luck. So what's the cosmic creative process? Well, there are many here well-versed in the cosmic creative process, and others that might need a refresher, and to some this might be new. So I'm going to walk you through a real crash course. If you want more in-depth learning about it, our educational program offers lovely education around things just like this. But now we'll talk about what this cosmic process is and how does it work. Well, I happen to have a symbol right here, which is the science of mind symbol. You may wonder, why is this always up here? Well, this is the science of mind symbol. And the creative process is both human and universal. So at the universal level, think of the seed of desire planted into the cosmic womb by the evolutionary spirit that became the entire universe. Tiny, tiny seed containing everything in the entire universe, then planted and evolved to become you and me. And since the human spirit is one with the universal spirit, and our human mind merges with the universal mind, all human thought is creative and reenacts in microcosm, the cosmic creative process. How amazing is that? So think of the creative process as the great cosmic garden, the unbroken circle. Symbolizes the infinity of source. It is all that there is. There is nothing outside of it. Everything is within it, while also being infinite. In the top section here, this is the universal spirit, the conscious mind, the presence, the love, the divine, in the form of the thought. In the form of the thought, the idea, the seed. And so think of that seed then as moving into this middle section here, which represents the creative medium. Think of an artist and their palette. What medium are they working in? It is the creative medium. And we also call this place divine law, because it is subjective, and it always says yes. It doesn't say, oop, didn't like that seed. Psh, ooh, I like that one. That's going to happen immediately. It is subjective, and it always says yes, so be careful what you think. How often do we hear that? Be careful what you think. Even people that don't know that everything is vibration, that thought becomes seeds that are planted, that become something, they say, careful what you think. It is the cosmic womb of infinite possibilities. This point represents the passage of spirit through that creative medium into form. So this bottom part represents the physical an experiential manifestation of universal spirit. It's the result of the thought that we have planted. It's our manifested reality. So the easiest way to think about it is seed, soil, plant. This is the creative process. This is ongoing, always working. We are constantly planting seeds of thoughts, beliefs, of words, and this is why we are ever mindful of them. They literally create our experience. And just like any garden, we need to tend the soil really carefully. We pull weeds of negative thoughts, of beliefs that are no longer serving us. We water with our affirmations and with our prayer. We do everything that we can to support the seed's growth. So, making sense so far? Yeah? All right. So now we get to look at something really juicy. And this is how we, as a community, use the creative process for our new minister search. So this is the principle. We talk about it, we teach about it, we practice it, we live it, mostly at the individual levels, how we talk about it. Today is about the community level in bringing forth Reverend Bridget. So I just want to make a note, if I included all the details, we would be here all day. And so forgiveness in advance if I left something big out. There were a lot of seeds, a lot of tilling, and a lot of manifestations. So be prepared. So what was the first thing that we desired? A new minister, right? A new minister. That is the seed, our seed. That is the thought. That is the desire. Now, as a way of preparing the soil for that seed, our licensed spiritual practitioners and our staff minister conducted a releasing and cleansing ceremony here at the center. It was 2 days after the full moon in April of 2023, which is symbolic of completion. And the day before Easter Sunday, which was new beginnings. And the purpose was to release mental and emotional obstacles inhibiting the expansion of good, to reawaken our life's vitality and our vigor in self and in the community, and to establish the consciousness for attracting a new senior minister that serves the highest and best good for all. Reverend Ruth spoke to this earlier this month when she quoted Ernest Holmes, who wrote, "The road to self-discovery calls for the clearing away the underbrush of fear, of ignorance, of a sense of isolation, and dissolving that which keeps us from feeling we are in the flow of love through us." And this is what the ceremony's intention was, to clear the underbrush in order to receive that seed in love. Meanwhile, and before that, the board of directors determined the need to hire an interim minister to lead us in a community healing co-creation process and a group of 12. So in mid-April of 2023, shortly after the cleansing ceremony, the healing co-creation process was an individual and community clearing of the underbrush, right? That invited a shift in consciousness. Where were we feeling held back? How were we feeling about Reverend Larry's leaving? How were we feeling about the future? Really clearing that as a way of shifting our consciousness. And we also started defining qualities in a new minister, because the seed we planted was not for just any new minister, right? For the creative process to truly work, it requires a mental equivalent, an outpicturing, right? We do that all the time. When we think of something that we want, often we have a picture of it in our mind. We do storyboards, we do visioning. We create a mental equivalent, a picture of our heart's desire. So this co-creation process is both tilling the soil and planting seeds. So this is very iterative. You can be seeding and soiling, tilling the soil and planting. And if you find yourself soiling, you say, what am I doing here that I'm not getting the rose, I'm getting the skunk flower. So, right, we do this as part of the process. There's no mistakes, we just catch ourselves and say, oops, okay. So thank you for that divine humor, I love that. So we have the co-creation process. And then the very next week, 12 people developed the new minister sacred covenant, which is a sacred agreement to foster unity and affirm those qualities gleaned from the co-creation process, look at values, and also open our consciousness again in anticipation of the arrival of the new minister. That seed fell into soil every single time anyone read that. every Sunday service that we read that sacred covenant out loud together. Everyone participated in reading in that covenant on Sundays. And the importance of this covenant, we just can't understate it, because it is, in essence, a powerful spiritual mind treatment where we recognize there's one life. I am one with this life. We stated our vision of our new minister as lighting this safe space in unity, love, and belonging. We claimed qualities for ourselves of divine wisdom, oneness, love, passion, and inclusion. Why did we do this? Because we can only experience that which we hold the consciousness for. We are in the consciousness of love. We are in the consciousness of wisdom and oneness. We become the vibration of these qualities. We're not dependent on an exterior something or someone to bring that to us. We need to be it. When we are seeking a partner in love, what's the first thing we need to do the most? Love ourselves. Yeah? So the same thing, we claim these qualities for ourselves in the sacred covenant, and then we give thanks and we let it go, because that's the creative process. That is its job, is to do it. It's not a job. It's its desire and its joy to receive that soil, to witness it grow and be the medium, and then have the manifestations. So there's a lot of planting going on. There's a lot of tilling the soil. And we also initiated a search committee. The board of directors initiated a search committee that worked, did love play, let's say, last June through the middle of April. And the search committee developed and read their sacred covenant and their vision of revealing a new minister through love. And of course, they reviewed the applications and did interviews and everything that one does when one is looking for someone to fill a position. The marketing committee and the board of directors put together a beautiful marketing package. This attraction, right? This soil, right? This attraction, with a video that is online still, I believe, on our website. Anyone can look at it. A job description, compensation packet that was posted at Centers for Spiritual Living site for minister access, right? More seeds, more soil. Two candidate weekends. Candidates are the two ministers that we chose to come and learn about us and have us learn about them. We scheduled, we hosted, we had gatherings and workshops with practitioners, our staff minister, and the congregation. And we upgraded our technology because we needed to accommodate workshops on Zoom. A lot happened. This is just since last March of 2023, right? So I just want to point out, because you know I'm a bit cosmically oriented, if you didn't already know that. These candidate weekends, which were this year, just this past April, they fell towards the beginning and the end of the spring equinox, which is when the Earth's axis points more toward the sun, increasing light and new beginnings. Just saying. And then all the way through this process, the Mind of God group, which is a group of practitioners and the staff minister who met weekly to affirm every aspect of the search process and the center's ministries and community support from beginning to end. And again, seeds and tilling of the soil. And when anything changed, they changed their prayer. When anything needed an up, when the soil really needed to get a little rotorittered, then they really amped that up, that particular affirmation. So again, this iterative creative process. And we didn't just sit around waiting for a new minister, did we? No. We had all of our ministries continued and more. Our community support continued and more. And these are numerous. We did so much together. We really coalesced as a community and held this place together and grew. And I'm going to list those in a minute. So, and then of course we have all of you, all the individuals who engaged in their own affirmative consciousness, upholding us in prayer and in meditation, and every way that everybody contributed to the center over all of this time. So, do you see how what we've been doing over the last year is this cosmic creative process of planting seeds, tilling the soil, a little bit of weeding here and there, and a lot of demonstrations all the way throughout that. And I'll talk about just a few moments of those, and I'm going to need a little bit of help in just a minute, and that person knows exactly what that means, so it shall be revealed. So I want to say that we really have increased our community cohesion. I feel it, and I trust that you feel it, and anyone here that walks in the door feels the community cohesion and feels the energy and the vibration of this center. We have attracted many, many new people. It has been just beautiful to witness. More people stepping in to help out. And we needed a lot of help. And I'm not going to say this was easy. I'm going to say there were rough patches. And there was a lot of work. And there was some exhaustion. And whenever we found that place in us, we remember the seed. We remember our desire. And it's like, this is what we are here for. And it's so worth it. All right. Till. We have a lot of improved and new internal processes that might not be obvious to you all, but we have a lot. We have many, many, many more that I'm sure you can all name. And I do invite you to reflect that on the coming weeks. All of the demonstrations in your own life you have experienced over the last year, things that you desired that came true, things that were in your heart that you experienced because of this teaching, because of this community, because of being present here. So now we get to the juicy, juicy part, which is the demonstrations, the outcome of the seed and the soil. And I want to say this community has become the sacred covenant. We have become everything that we spoke in our values, in our vision. It has all come to fruition. And I'd love a drum roll here. Thank you. And the fruit of the seed is the demonstration of Reverend Bridget as our new senior minister. Right? Yeah? That's the power of the co-creation process in community. She was voted in unanimously over Easter weekend. Easter is symbolic of new life. She signed her letter of call with us April 5th. There was a total solar eclipse April 8th, the same date as the initial releasing and cleansing ceremony 1 year ago. I have goosebumps. Cosmic creative process, indeed. And so here we are at the cusp of welcoming Reverend Bridget as our new senior minister, and it is truly a stellar demonstration. And what an example of the power of living under cosmic knowledge, which is the conscious use of the creative process. And so we come together, as was sung at the very beginning, we come together in the sanctuary in the name of love to recognize each other and to celebrate. Thank you. I am going to name groups, ongoing ministries, and all the ways that people participated in the center. If you were any part of them, please stand and remain standing if you're able. And if not, just raise your hand and keep it up as long as you can. And this includes people, absolutely, in our virtual spiritual community. Please stand where you are and put yes in the chat when you were involved in that which I speak out. And if you're standing and there's another activity you were involved in, raise your hand. Might be like a pop-up, Pop-Tarts. And if you're not sure what to do, just dance, right? So let's hold our applause until we're done. Okay, again, we are recognizing each other and celebrating each other as a community in this co-creation process. So licensed spiritual practitioners, our staff minister. I know Reverend Marilyn is with us in our virtual spiritual community and will be here in June. Board of directors. And you can look around as people are standing up and give them heck yeah, nod. We have the ministerial search committee. The community healing co-creation process. The group of 12. The marketing committee. You can do a little doodle if you want. Candidate weekends. Mm-hmm. Mind of God group. That's right. And now all the ministries and community support that kept our soil tilled. Sunday services, including being or arranging for speakers, music ministry, youth ministry, upstairs, High Watch, the bookstore, coffee, flowers, everything that has supported our Sunday services. Come on and stand up, people. This is not the time to be shy. We are celebrating. Our technology team, our education program, our meditations, our Earth Season Hand Pan celebrations, connection circles, updating and maintaining our website, improving internal processes, volunteer program, Camp Cedar Ridge support, fundraising and community building activities. We had 3L's concert, we had divine dining, silent auction, annual picnic, harvest potluck, building maintenance. Looking at you, Jason, building maintenance. And all who attended Sunday services in person and through our virtual spiritual community. Right? Wow. Yes. On our virtual spiritual community with us today, they are here. We are calling them by name since we can't see them visually. We have Kathy Batten on High Watch. What? Reverend Bridget's here. Hi! Oh my gosh, on Facebook Live. I know, people turn around to look at the door. Welcome, Reverend Bridget. Reverend Marilyn, Donna, Andy and Maggie, Nancy, and we have people watching. We have about 12 people on a virtual spiritual community. So wow, so look around. I know there are some that are not with us in spirit anymore or physically, and we remember them as well. Wow. Feel that wow. And say wow. Wow. And now let's just give this all a hand. So, hold on just a second. Hold on. If you could take each other's hands, if that's comfortable for you. I think we're pretty comfortable with that these days. And online, we are holding your hands as well. We envision taking everyone's hands here. And I invite you to take a deep collective breath. and release it. Yeah. Once again, a grateful breath together. And place your attention at your heart center. We're going to say as a call and response, the creative source is the only power there is. Being one with the source. I've got the power. You've got the power. We've got the power. I celebrate me. I celebrate you. I celebrate us. We celebrate the power. Of living under cosmic knowledge. We celebrate the cosmic creative process. Through which the perfect unfoldment. Of our new senior minister. Reverend Bridget. Has revealed. With infinite gratitude, we say. And so it is. And so it is. Oh my gosh.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.